This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Venezuela's new banknotes, minus five zeros, entered circulation Monday in a bid to buy the government of President Nicolas Maduro to tame hyperinflation forecast to reach 1,000,000% by the end of the year. Reforms implemented also include a 3,000% plus increase in the minimum wage, a hike in gas prices, and anchoring the new Bolivar to the petro cryptocurrency. The director of Econometrica, Hankel Garcia, said if the plan fails, there will be further contraction with more layoffs and even more limited supplies of goods, resulting in even more loss in purchasing power for Venezuelan families. Mr. Maduro, elected in May, said his government is the victim of an economic war. The opposition has called for protests and a nationwide strike Tuesday. Analyst Raul Sanchez Uribarri of Australia's La Trobe University said the mass migration of desperate Venezuelans continues.
This has resulted on one hand on a crisis of migrants and refugees leaving Venezuela, unfortunately, in droves. And we're talking about at least a couple of million people apparently have left in the past 2 or 3 years alone. I mean, this is a staggering figure.
Venezuelans have mostly fled to neighboring Ecuador, Colombia, and Brazil, where an anti-migrant clash Saturday forced hundreds back into Venezuela. A public inquiry opened Monday investigating alleged corruption under former South African President Jacob Zuma. Rudy Heideke is with the organization Undoing Tax Abuse.
It's important that we find out who's the culprits and that recommendations by the inquiry can be made, and that we, in a year or 2 years' time, can put this state capture behind us.
The inquiry could take up to 2 years and render a judgment on charges. Mr. Zuma allowed ministries and government agencies to be plundered for private gain. This is VOA News. Taiwan Tuesday lost another diplomatic ally, this time El Salvador, to mainland China. Taiwan now has diplomatic ties with just 17 nations. This latest setback comes as Taiwan says it's unable to assist El Salvador in funding port development. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull Tuesday survived a leadership challenge by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
The Prime Minister called a ballot in the Liberal Party room, and I conducted a ballot with my whips. The result of that ballot was Malcolm Turnbull was elected leader of the Liberal Party by a margin of 48 votes to 35.
Mr. Turnbull, who must call elections by May, declared leadership of the government open, as opinion polls suggest his government is headed to a major defeat to the opposition Labour Party. First Lady Melania Trump will travel to Africa later this year, but no date or stops have been released. Mrs. Trump said this will be her first trip to the continent, and she's excited to educate herself on the issues facing children there. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence took time Monday to honor the men and women who enforce U.S. immigration laws.
You do an unbelievable job. You're not appreciated enough, but I'll tell you what, 99%, we get it. We really get it. We love you. We'll always be with you. We'll never let you down. Thank you very much for being here, too.
Mr. Trump honoring members of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and Customs and Border Protection officials who've come under criticism for the separating of migrant children from their parents after they illegally crossed the border. Mali's highest court Monday confirmed incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's re-election August 12 in the runoff with opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse, who condemned what he called widespread fraud. Mr. Keita will be sworn in for another five-year term, September 4. An EU observer mission said despite violence forcing the closure of hundreds of polling stations, it saw no evidence of fraud. Turkish authorities detained two suspects following the firing of several shots at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara Monday. There were no injuries. Security has been increased for the embassy, other U.S. missions, and employees in the country. At least 11 suspects and two soldiers killed Monday in the Brazilian city Rio de Janeiro during a huge security sweep. More than 4,000 soldiers involved, backed by armored vehicles and aircraft. U.S. law enforcement in California searching for a missing Chinese national abducted by three suspects after a business meeting last month who demanded a $2 million ransom. Ruxian Tony Lau, kidnapped July 16 in San Gabriel, east of Los Angeles. His family offering a $150,000 reward for information on his safe return. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.